You have entered trailertrash.wordpress.com. So crack open your Pabst Blue Ribbon and let's party.
Make me paranoid, baby.
Is it true that there is a place in a man's head that if you shoot it, it will blow up?
He got a beautiful bench with him.
Dad, oh, he got all of that one.
Damn, we're in a tight spot.
Just one moment, please. All systems are functional.
That's what's happening in this movie.
Why does it exist? Why? I don't understand. What is the market? I mean, I get it. I get that the market for it exists, and it shouldn't. And you hear that? That's the market right behind us. They're going to the market for this fucking movie, and they're stopping them from murdering each other. Because they're like, no, it's going to be better because The Rock's in it this time. Again. Again. That's the reason why.
The Rock's in it this time again.
Yes.
Oh, so God. We did three episodes in a row, and he's introduced the episodes every time.
I can't help it. It's just fucking, you keep throwing this bullshit in my the first one. I just really wanted to plug the pot my show.
Yeah,
if they heard it on Friday, I want them to run to the show if they were in Philadelphia. But now I'm just upset because I've been quietly sitting here staring at this fucking movie title for the last fucking what has it been? Fucking where are we at? Yeah, like almost 2 hours. I've been staring at this, just dreading to have to watch this fucking trailer. Been enjoying talking about comedy and open mics. And how I've had sex with men, and like all that shit. It's been so fun. It's been great. You guys have been fun. The ironing board's been plush. And now here, there's cops driving by. We're in a very sketchy neighborhood.
It's not that sketchy.
It's fine. The hipsters have moved into the area. So, but now here, oh, I love this guy's direct. This guy's credit is the fucking movie before. Holy shit! Why am I here? Get into comedy, Alex. People will like you. You'll get money. Maybe you could be the next Robin Williams. Or you could just sit here and watch the worst trailer for three terrible trailers in a fucking row. Just back to back to back. It's like you're going to go see a dog shit movie. I feel like these are the trailers they would run before the movie Bubble Boy 2. That's what I'm sitting here looking at. Because holy shit.
We're only using you for credit.
Really? That's it? Just a credit so you guys get more listeners?
Yep. Right.
I'm only on this fucking thing so I get more Twitter followers. At Alex Perlman on Twitter.
Welcome to Trailer Trash.
Yes, hello, welcome to Trailer Trash. Today is Tuesday, February 19th, 2013.
I'm really glad that news story that happened over the weekend we talked about last episode got resolved.
By burying him? Like what?
No, I mean, there was that other news story. Remember the one we didn't talk about?
Sure, yeah. Sure. Rock Hudson?
Yeah, I'm just glad they found his body under that parking lot.
Under the parking lot?
Yeah. Well, remember his dug last, up the pavement. The last movie he was in, he played Richard III. There we go. Hey-o.
Hey.
What are we doing, guys? Have you introduced yourself? You haven't said your names yet.
I'm your host, Mike Bauer. Joined with me, as always, is...
Garrett Smith. Hello, with Garrett. Our guest. Hi, how are you?
With our guest, Alex Perlman.
Fuck yourselves. Huh?
With the host of the podcast, Alex Perlman.
Yeah. Welcome to my podcast, motherfuckers. That's how this goes. I'm Pete Holmes, and this just got weird. No.
I'm actually just really excited to have Robert X on tomorrow. We get a change of pace.
I know. It's going to be so good. I can't wait to hear long pauses.
Oh, that's going to be so awkward.
Can I tell you, you know the game Taboo?
Yes.
I was playing Taboo with a bunch of other comics, and Robert X and Elise Thompson Hall were on my team.
Oh, Jesus.
And you know what? You have 30 seconds on the sand timer. Yeah. Holy crap. Robert would pick up the car and go, okay. All right. So it's, you know, sure. Oh, I'm out of time. That was literally his turn. I'm sorry. That was Elise. All right. So Robert would be like, no, he's a funny fucking guy. Yeah. So funny.
Yeah.
I really enjoy him. And I just said that.
Yeah.
On a late night talk show with some guy who I just did a movie with. Yeah. I don't fucking really like him. I really enjoy him. He's good. No, actually, I look forward to whenever. I never know what he's going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he does this thing I've seen before. Yeah. And I'm like, he did it better that other time. Oh, he's fucking hilarious, though. I actually, at first, Robert was the first comic I had seen on YouTube before. No, actually, you
before,
know.
Before
no,
comedy was on YouTube, he was just the first YouTuber.
He was the first one. No, well, he was out in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And a friend of his recorded one of his sets, and I watched it. And he started out really weird, where he was given, they introduce him, and they hand him a present, and he opens it, and it's his jacket, and he puts it on. Been watching on YouTube. This takes like a minute and a half, and it's funny, but it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
And on YouTube, you want bam, bam, bam,
your
bam.
The attention span is, yeah.
The attention spans suck. That's why stand-up shots exist, and I want to murder those people for inventing them. Oh, I can't. I don't have enough time to watch a video. Can you just write a wall of text next to it that I can read in my own voice? Yeah, sure. It doesn't have pacing or, you know, fucking spreading it out or an inflection of any kind. That's you why, autistic son of a bitch.
To get people to know who our upcoming guests are, I have our robot voice read their tweets. So there's no like
are you
inflection
serious?
On every anything.
Oh, God.
And it worked so perfectly for Joe Bell because
yeah.
Joe Bell has no inflection in his voice
oh, yeah.
when he tells his jokes. Like
oh,
it's
yeah.
kind of just guys, hey guys, ooh, and like
yeah.
So the robot's reading his tweets and it sounds exactly like
it
him.
Was literally matching his cadence. Like,
it's
perfectly.
So funny, and I was like. He's a robot, so yeah. That's why. Like when we do yours, is this gonna be so funny? Is because we know how
you're all inflection.
So just
you know what's fucked up is I heard the Chris Rock interview on WTF, and he talks about
you
how
heard the one on here.
No. I mean, you're gonna have better mics for him. But he talks about how when he goes to mics,
uh-huh.
he does his act with no inflections to see if the joke itself is funny.
Yeah.
And I realized that would kill me. Like that would crush my soul, because it's all my whole thing is inflection, and like it would
that's
just
why
be
when
bad.
I had the one night at 222 when H Foley did the whole Robert X thing.
Oh, it was great.
That was so funny.
Because H Foley is normally he's like a big like bubbly guy or like
very animated.
Yeah, he's very animated. But to see him do the Robert X, just I was losing it because it's just so funny. And he goes, "Nah," he's like. Door. He's like, door doesn't even exist. Like, oh shit! That's the best fucking thing.
He had the best line. It was a perfectly written Robert X joke.
Yeah.
That I can't believe Robert X didn't actually write himself.
Yeah.
He goes, something ironic happened tomorrow.
I remember I was there. I was dying laughing because what was so funny is he came. Like, Foley was wearing glasses that day. And I lived with Foley, too. Uh-huh. I lived with him for a couple months, and it was fine. We actually, you know what's funny? We talk more now than we did when we lived together.
I mean, I think that happens with just people.
Yeah, well, I mean, we moved in. I was like, oh, I'm going to become best buds with Foley. And he was like, never there. But what happened is he came walking up. He had the white T-shirt on that he just naturally had underneath. He was, like, pulling at his hair. And I just thought he was just being weird.
Yep.
And then he just came up, and he just kind of gave the crowd a look. He went, And I was like, holy shit.
Yep.
He's Foley X.
Well, because he was getting into the character. I saw him in the back, so I was standing in the back. And I saw him start getting into a character, and I was like, what is he going to do?
Yeah.
And then he took off his jacket and was wearing just a white shirt, and I was like, oh, something's about to happen with Robert
X.
Yeah,
oh, it was such a great moment.
Watching Robert X in the back of the room, like, he was like, Robert X, when you get to know him, he breaks, like, he'll laugh. Like, he's a normal person. He's not, like, just like the stage persona. And seeing him, like, giggle, like, what was going on was, like, perfect. Because nobody can, like, yeah, you can do the whole, like, pauses and stuff. Is that Foley nailed it. Like,
oh,
he just nailed, like,
well,
his persona on stage.
Foley is, I mean, a lot of people give Foley shit, but I fucking love the guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think he's great.
He's one of the best crowd work comics I know. And just, the thing is honestly, I've brought him up a couple times to my show. And other ones because I've seen Foley get blood out of a stone. Like, a fucking, this frozen audience. My two favorite Foley moments. One was, it was at Noche. It was a bad night, which for all the new comics, just like, yeah, all of them. But Noche used to have great nights. For those of you guys who don't know, Noche was just this room. It was on a Tuesday night. And it just, comics stopped coming to it. And audience was getting less. And then the audience that was there was not interested. It took a really weird turn one day and then lasted about a year too long. So Foley gets up and he... the audience is just not paying attention to anybody. And he starts singing some Bob Seger song. I can't remember which one it was. It might have been Like a Rock.
Yeah.
Or I can't remember. It wasn't Turn the Page. That's just too weird. Yeah, that's just too fucking weird. But he got up and just started singing this Bob Seger song for like the whole time. Like for his whole set. He just a cappella sang this Bob Seger. And the crowd starts getting into it. And then he gets done. He goes, you know what? I don't know why people keep calling you a bad crowd. I think you guys are just great. No one's just been interesting yet. And he walks off stage. The crowd goes crazy. The rest of the night's fucking amazing. And he can do that. He can just fucking take a room. And he can turn it. One of my favorite things that happened, and it was the best compliment I ever got when I first came back to Philly. I was still kind of rocky, brother, and I was really trying to do comedy again. And I showed up at Raven. That was like 2 years ago. And Foley was doing this drunk mall Santa Claus who had just lost his job and moved. He got kicked out of his girlfriend's house. And it was just, it was depressing. It was fucking depressing.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was kind of funny, but the audience just didn't get it. And he got up and he kept doing it. And then he got up like basically in like a t-shirt and his underwear because he had sold the suit, was the act, uh-huh. and all this stuff. And it was weird. And then they're like, you're next. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
So I get up and I crush and I get off stage and Foley's fully dressed again. And he walks up to me and he puts a hand on his shoulder, leans in and he goes, that's why you were next. You can follow fucking anybody. And I was like, yeah, I can follow anybody. I can fucking follow anybody. And it just was, for me, it was a big ego moment.
That's
and
cool.
Now here I am being crushed by the fact we're going to watch this fucking trailer.
We still haven't said what it is.
I don't want to say what it is until afterwards when these, you guys got to sit in suspense on your cubicle job, because I know what you're doing. You're some form of data entry, and you don't want to talk to the people around you. I get it. I used to work mall security. Fucking, you just sit, you're clickety-clacking on the keypad. You're trying to keep the laughter down a little bit, but really it's the tears. You're trying to keep them in, because you're like, I have a graphic arts degree. And here I am, working for the man. I should have joined Occupy. I'm glad you didn't. It was nothing but white dudes with dreads and homeless people asking if this food was vegan. I'm serious. That was Occupy Philly for me. It was a terrible experience. I'm not done talking. Don't fucking cut me off. I can keep going for hours on end. It's surprising I'm a smoker. I'm running out of breath.
This is the moment why I want our new equipment so I can play Oscar music where it's like where you're getting called off stage. It's when a bit goes on too long when you're just rambling and I can just play that music and just be like, oh, now it's time to wrap it up. I like to thank Jesus and my mom.
Did you guys watch the Grammys?
I did not. I saw Justin Timberlake's performance. That's the only thing I saw.
Oh, did you? Yeah. I was at a show that night, so I was just...
I mean, I was too. I watched it the next day. We were at a show.
Wait, was it a show or an open mic?
No, it was a show. It was actually a book show. It was surprising. It was free. It was me, Alex Grubar, Doogie Horner, and Sky Matt Monroe.
The LaTosh show, right?
The LaTosh show. Yeah, it was a great show, actually. But
why
it was
that show free?
Matt Monroe lives in Denver. He's from Philly. Uh-huh. Lives in Denver. Every now and then comes back here to visit family and do stuff in New York. And he brought down some New York guys who were actually from the Midwest. So we had a comic from Ohio, a comic from Denver, and a comic from Albuquerque.
How were they?
They were all really
funny. They were all good. Yeah,
they showed
really
up tight six
yeah.
afterwards. They were
very really,
funny.
Really funny. Yeah. They were really funny. And he just didn't charge him because he wanted more people. He wanted more people than he wanted. But he had a donation bucket, and people threw money in the donation
bucket.
So we all got paid.
Yeah. Doogie shows are about 20 to 30 bucks, right? That's what he sells for just him to appear? I don't know what it is. I'm being a dick.
Oh, no.
Because I love Doogie, and it's just like he's like Mr. Philadelphia right now.
Oh, yeah, no, well, he is.
For Reggie Watts, I would assume
No, I mean, Doogie's done my show for free a bunch of times.
Yeah. Well, no, Doogie just seems like, that's why I said this before, I was so afraid to ask him to do the podcast.
Yeah.
And when I finally asked him, he's like, fuck yeah, I'll do it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, he's just a normal dude. He just does comedy on the side. Because realized that he makes all his money off his book.
Yeah.
No, wait, he's a graphic artist.
Yeah, and he designs stuff. Yeah, and he does all that stuff.
That's why you're really like, he'll show up to a mic every once in a while.
Yeah.
And then he'll just do his thing and then he'll just hang out. Like, he just seems like super cool like that. And I've never actually had a full conversation with him, just like one on one. And that's why I'm really excited to have him on, just because I want to get to know him more.
Yeah.
Than just, because I saw him open what was it? At the Johnny Brenda's. He opened for,
Neil Hamburger.
Yeah. And then Reggie Watts, I saw him there.
See, I was pissed. My sister's graduation was the weekend Reggie Watts was. I've yet to see Reggie Watts.
It's so funny.
And I don't want to, like, figure out what date he's in Bushwick.
Yeah.
You know, because that's where he, yeah. But I really wanted to see him in Philadelphia. And I've heard, like, people have seen it. They're like, dude, it's, like, more than a comedy show. It's religious. I love his music. I love Reggie Watts.
Everything is different. Every show is different.
Oh, yeah.
It's all improv.
Yeah. No, I know. And it's great. And
you ever seen his TED Talk?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where he speaks in like multiple languages at the same time.
Yeah. Even better, his Live at Google.
Oh, I've
on
seen
YouTube.
That.
Yeah, he has a line. I was shithouse on Absinthe the first time I found it because I just typed it Reggie Watts into YouTube, and they do a thing at Google where they bring different comedians and singers and stuff like that mm-hmm. for the Google employees.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah. Literally, they will just have this. So it's like when you take your lunch break, oh, if you want to, you go see Reggie Watts. It's like, fuck you, you bastards. I'm really angry I was not a true computer nerd. Yeah, I was like, I figured out how to find porn. You want to know what the girl from Sonic the Hedgehog looks like naked? I printed it. Like, that was the type of fucking of computer nerd I was. Like, I'd figure out that level of stuff. And then, like, I would meet people who were computer nerds, and they're like, do you like C++ or HTML? I'm like, those are letters. Like,
I'm laughing really hard because you're the first person I've met that's also admitted to printing out porn in 1999.
No, if you go, here's the thing. If you go on my YouTube channel, I don't talk about printing off porn.
Tired Drunk?
Yeah, Tired Drunk on YouTube. Or just, I think, also you can find it under, just Alex Perlman. Because it's that my YouTube name is now just my Google Plus account that I don't use.
Nobody
that's their that. Way of tricking people. And like, hey, you might want to check your Google Plus. Because it's you now. Everything you do that Google touches is you. But the I have a thing about porn. It's called the porn set. And it's I have a couple different videos of it, different ways I've done it. One's audio with just pictures playing, and then the other one's actual video. And it's about the changing world of porn. And it's about a kid who turned 18. And I ask him, what do you do for your birthday, little buddy? He's like, nothing. I was like, my mom made a cake. I'm like, no, you're legal. What do you do? He's like, oh, I bought cigarettes and a lottery ticket. I'm like, and? He's like, and what? I'm like, and you bought a porno. Because I remember the day I turned 18, going to the tape store and to the video store and renting porn and like having a huge stack. And like, literally what happened to me is I went and there was no one there. I blew right through the double doors. You know, they had the saloon doors. Yeah. I'd walk through the saloon doors into the porn section and I got a stack of like too many tapes. It was like 9 tapes. And like
they're literally all like 7 hours long.
Oh yeah, they're all extra because they wouldn't use the best quality tape. It was just put as much porn
but
on.
It was like porn always had more than what it actually
anyone ever
hold.
Need. Yeah,
and, well, no, like DVDs itself was like 12 hours of like this.
Well, that's what I was saying. They do it at lower quality.
Yeah, but it's all lower qualities. But it just fits so many videos on there. And then like the first like 40 minutes of the video, where it's just like a girl just like taking off her top.
Yeah.
And then it gets into the porn, like, and you have to fast forward through it.
Oh, yeah.
The tapes, you're just sitting there and you're watching it fast forward.
Yeah, but the joke is, so I asked him, they go, oh, you bought a porno. And he goes, buy a porno. I don't understand.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, fair. You rented a porn tape. And he goes, rent? Tape. I'm not into bondage. And that was like, that's the whole bit's about the changing world of pornography. And that's our generational gap because I'm 28. And like when I was growing up, like I had to steal porn from my parents and like not parents, but my dad. God, that'd be so weird. But like all of this other stuff in like finding them in the woods.
Yeah.
You ever had that experience where there would be the kid who knew where the trash bag of secret hustlers were?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And stuff like that and like and all that stuff that these future generations don't have. Like I have my phone.
It's
in my
hilarious
hand.
To me that you just called it a generation gap because I'm 25. We're not like that far apart in age, but I never had to. Porn was internet for me.
Yeah, no, but to me the internet really started when I was like, for me, I remember the internet being, I think, 10.
Mm-hmm.
My dad got AOL.
Right.
I was like age 10. And I remember my mom emailed one of her friends and like, it took a bit. Like, it wasn't like now where I'm like, I email you and it's on your phone right there, like a foot away from each other. It goes to space, it comes back down, boom. Like, then it was like she had to email because they were AOL, her friends had Netscape, and that was a different system, and it took like half a day, but it was still faster than the mail, and oh my God, you said hello to me, and all that stuff. And then, like, you know, Real Player and like all this different stuff, but I do a whole thing about an image loading on a 56K mode, chunk. And all that different stuff. And like, I remember though,
you'd wait for it.
I mean, and if I liked it, what I would do is I would print it out and I had, you know, remember those accordion file folders? I had that with the different, like one was blondes, one was I'm serious. Like I had them like different things. It was like couples, threesomes, all this stuff. I had them marked. They weren't marked at the top though.
Yeah.
They were just separated and sorted. And I don't know if I ever threw that out. Now that I think about it,
back later
it just dawned on me that could still be in my parents' house somewhere, or my dad burned it probably. My dad probably, if he's good, he burned it. Because like
he's using it.
No, are you kidding? My dad, was always on the fucking the edge, just the edge of whatever the new porn thing was.
Yeah.
Boom, he was there.
He knew it.
Oh, dude.
Blu-ray player, 3D porno.
Dude, when he found out about On Demand, he was like, I'm on it. Like, we had every premium channel, not because it was good. Right. So, not because Cinemax had the old HBO movies. It was because he was like, people keep saying.
Like, well, so your dad's kind of like my dad. Like, with technologies, he always has to be one step of, like, my dad's kind of the same
my
way.
Dad likes to know. For me, I'm a wait-and-see guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, with video games, my friends, like, the only video game I buy, like, close to release date is Grand Theft Auto, because mm-hmm. I love those games. Mm-hmm. And I'm always waiting for the new story. That's mm-hmm. what I want. But everything, I try to wait a bit on most things.
I have a set cert of, like, sort of video games that I play mm-hmm. that I'll always buy, like, in the series. Like, yeah. Grand Theft Auto is one of them. Dead Space is a new one that
okay.
I love.
Yeah.
BioShock, because they come out so far apart.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Skyrim and Fallout 3, like Fallout series. Like yeah. I'll buy those because I trust the developers enough to do it.
Yeah. Wait, can I tell you something? I bought Fallout 3, in November.
I rebought a copy.
No, I waited though. I waited yeah. that long to
Me
buy
too.
Fallout.
I just bought it like last.
I just
year
bought
at some
it.
Point.
I mean, I had friends of mine who fucking loved it. I watched them. I was like, I didn't quite get it the way they were playing mm-hmm. it. But
it's addictive, right?
Yeah, no, it was great. I beat it, and yeah. it came with all the extra stuff.
Yeah, you know? Well, because you bought it in the pack.
Yeah, I bought the pack. I bought yeah. the late pack. But like for me, with technology, I wait a bit. Like when PlayStation, I have a PlayStation. So when PlayStation 4 comes out, I'll probably buy that after it's the second price drop.
Yeah. I just bought a PlayStation 3 like 6 months to a year ago. You yeah, know what I mean, and it's on its way out.
Yeah, no, but exactly.
It's not though, and that's the whole thing is that people don't understand is there's no reason to get a new system for the processing speed for no saves or like no load time
yeah, yeah.
kind of thing is I honestly feel I had to discuss this discussion with a kid that I work with who's a huge gamer and I'm fine with the graphics like honestly I think they're still mind-blowing what they can do with half these games
yeah
and, like Skyrim looks like beautiful like,
yeah
the whole game just looks gorgeous and they can do that with these games. I'm just like, you know what, PlayStation 4 will drop. And Xbox is going to do the smart thing. They'll drop the price.
Yeah.
Launch for way lower.
Yeah.
$300 or something like that. Even though it has better processing power. And they're going to be like, you know what? Fuck you, PlayStation. We're just going to market it. Like,
yeah.
I'm waiting for one of them just to take over. And mm-hmm. I feel like Xbox is going to do it. Even though PlayStation does have a little bit of an advantage. But I personally.
I'm an Xbox guy. I used to be an Xbox guy. And then Halo 2 came out, and I had to pay for Xbox Live to play Halo mm-hmm, 2, and mm-hmm. that pissed me off because I was already paying for internet. Mm-hmm. At this point, I was living with roommates, and I was like, I had to get internet and like a high-speed internet then to really play it and to do all this different stuff. And I'm like, and you're going to charge me $10 a month?
That was actually the deciding factor when I bought my PS3. I was trying to figure out, do I want an Xbox or PS3?
And the only difference, though, is Xbox will keep a server alive longer than PlayStation will. But
well, also, PlayStation had all their shit hacked.
Yeah,
and they had to give everybody all this money back in games and
stuff
to keep them. And they still don't charge, and your credit card information is out there.
Yeah. Because
you have to put it in there when you sign up for PlayStation for when you go on the
network.
Yeah, but
isn't this a podcast about movies?
So
to wrap it back around, here's the thing. I used to pirate a lot. I used to pirate mm-hmm. movies all the time. And since Netflix has started, now I wait.
Yep,
I actually do too, wait actually. Now. I wait yep. more now. The only things I really pirate now are British series.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
If it's British,
Hulu.
Hulu makes it easier too.
Yeah, Hulu makes British television super easy.
Yeah, but it depends on the series.
It depends on
but the thing is, there's some. I think there was a show called like No Hero or something like that. Mm-hmm. It was a British series, 6 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
My friend pirated it. The only reason I ever fucking heard of it was on ITV in England, and it was huge over there. Well, not huge. It was critically acclaimed over there, but they never picked it back up again. They
well, that's
won
what happens with British series, and I think we've had this discussion before, is that the difference between American television and British television is British television will run shorter series. There'll be 6 episodes, and maybe it'll run 2 or 3 seasons. Like, The Office only ran 3 seasons, mm-hmm. but they're short seasons.
Fawlty Towers, 12 episodes.
Yep. Yeah, and then,
one of the best sitcoms ever, too.
Yeah, because they ended when they should.
Yep.
Yeah, and but that they understand that over there is because they could put out a new show, and the writers will still do that. The longest-running show in history being a British television show is Doctor Who.
Yeah.
But Doctor Who is ever-changing,
and
that's what the brilliance part of the show is that you change the Doctor out after 3 seasons, and then you have to start the whole show over.
And they had, like, 10 years where nothing happened, and then they had another 10 years where nothing happened,
like,
so.
Garth Marenghi, this is Dark Place, I don't know if you ever watched that.
Yeah, I watched it. That's not really my humor. I mean, I see you got the Tim and Eric poster. I don't really like Tim Eric either.
I just like it just because my friends told me that my one roommate looks like Eric and I look like... Or no, my one roommate looks like Tim and I look like Eric if I didn't have a beard.
Mm.
So I was just like, you know what, fuck it. I'll just put up on the wall.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of that. It's just, I don't like... To me, it's my friends who... in
it's
back in my hometown. Huh?
It's too smart for you.
No. What I found was my friends back home, they were the super stoners that really mm-hmm. loved it. And I watched it, and I just didn't get a moment. The thing is, the first time I saw Aqua Teen, I didn't like it.
Yeah.
But then I watched Aqua Teen with friends, and I got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, okay, I can see, because it's one of those things that's more fun to watch yeah. with people. I watched him and Eric, and I was like, that's not funny. That's just annoying. Or that's just, you found that button. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, they mm-hmm. found that button on the editing machine. They'll do more star wipes this time. And, like, they've had segments that are mildly humorous to me. But also, I hate it. I fucking hated Tom Goes to the Mayor. I thought Tom Goes to the Mayor was such a piece of shit.
I thought that was better than Tim and Eric.
I think it's better than Tim and Eric, but I still think it's a piece of shit. speaking of pieces of shit.
Yeah.
We should do this.
Yeah, let's move on.
We should get to it.
Let's do it. I wanted to ask you one thing, Alex. Yeah. So you were a mall cop. I've heard you talk about that a few times on stage. Have you ever seen Observe and Report?
Yes.
Do you like that movie?
I'm
like desperately looking for people that love this movie.
No, here's the thing.
And I was curious what your opinion is because you were a mall cop.
It's too accurate.
Okay, I was actually curious about that.
No, it's fucking scarily accurate. Yeah. I worked with
guys that were like that, like Seth Rogen in that movie.
Yeah, like not that insane, sure. but easily could have been.
Yep.
And the mix between that, you know what's funny? If you take that movie and fucking Kevin James'
Mall
movie,
Cop.
Yeah, take Mall Cop
yeah.
and put them together, that was my experience.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you have times where like you are actually helping people who are in a dangerous situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you have other times where you're just fucking around and there is a guy who's taking it too fucking serious.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember one guy was like, that kid's running. I'm like, I'm not chasing him. He's like, why? I'm like, we get paid $10 an hour.
Yeah.
Like, it was a shitty job. I took it because I lost my other security guard job, which was much better paying and nicer and had benefits and was amazing. And I probably wouldn't be doing comedy if I still had it. And I was being paid way too well.
Yeah.
And it's because of the company for the mall I worked for. That subcontractor I ended up working for undercut the other company I was working for, and we all got fired from that company. So I ended up working for the company's called Allied Barton. You can suck my dick.
Ah.
All right.
Yeah, you see them all over the city.
Oh yeah, they're
and
all over the city.
Why? Because they
no, because
get
they undercut.
So cheap.
No,
yeah.
they undercut everybody everywhere, and they're very anti-union. They're very they're assholes. They don't treat their employees well. They charge you for your uniform, which I worked for a company
fucking
called
ridiculous.
I worked for a company called Dan Zimmerman. They didn't charge me for my uniform.
Yeah.
They suck. They're assholes. They're just a series of companies that kept getting bigger and bigger, and their whole thing is they undercut people and bring in worse employees,
yep.
and they give a inferior product for less money. And the reason why people have security guards, insurance. Mm-hmm. If you have a security guard, you have cheaper insurance. And what happens is, when I worked mall security, I had some people like Seth Rogen's character who wanted to be cops.
Yep.
But the ones who wanted to be cops or I was working with were all in police academy and actually were becoming cops. Mm-hmm. And then you had the older guys who were ex-prison guards,
mm-hmm.
No ex-cops, but they were guys who worked
some sort of
other security type mm-hmm. of thing. Or they were literal retards.
Mm.
I had a guy who worked with who did not know how to read.
Really?
Did not know how to read. He had a specialist come in and help him.
Mm-hmm.
And it was literally, he had an assistant who came in who was to help special needs adults. And this guy was daytime shift all day.
Jesus Christ.
And I mean, that's the thing. I worked at, I saw the Seth Rogen movie. I liked it for what it was, but it was a little bit too much. If I hadn't worked that job, I would love that movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the same way that other movie that same director made, the one with the karate guy.
Yes, love it. Foot Fist Way.
Yeah, Foot Fist Way. I did karate.
Mm-hmm.
Accurate. Yeah.
I did Taekwondo growing up.
Yeah, I did Tung Soo Do, which is a form mm-hmm. of Taekwondo. And it was kind of that same thing when I was watching it. The kid with the acne, who was kind of weird, that was me. And if you take him dealing with the character, you know, when that kid and the main character are at that crazy party.
Yes.
Remove the main character, take that kid, put him in college in South Carolina. That was me in that situation. Except I'm not fighting people, I'm just doing a lot of drugs and drinking too much, and somehow my car's on fire. Literally, I have a gun in my face, and this is weird. And there's a cop, and I'm in Charlotte, and I don't know how I got there. And it's just weird. But the I mean, that guy actually makes some really fucking great movies.
I love his stuff.
Yeah, it's so dark, and it's so
Well, Seth Rogen's scary in that movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I think that he got like
His character has like borderline personality disorder.
He has a personality disorder.
He's medicated
for. Yeah.
I don't think he got enough credit for that movie because I don't think so. I think it's like one of his best movies.
He did a really great job in that movie. But the thing is for me the whole movie was cringe. I cringed the whole movie because I know people like that. Those people, and it just kind of. If I was fucking 17 watching that movie, I'd be like, haha, mall cop trying to take my weed, haha. But like now, having lived it, and
that's why I was curious about your opinion about it because I knew you had...
Did Pineapple Express hit close to home because you used to smoke so much at that time. You're like,
no,
man, this is too close. They're smoking way too much weed.
No. Attack the Block was too close.
That's one of my favorite.
Yeah,
movies.
I love that.
That's
movie,
a great
man.
Movie.
That just moved up into my top 10 favorite movies. It's the perfect fucking alien invasion movie.
Can I tell you what my least 5 favorite movies are?
Yeah, sure. Please.
It's the Fast and Furious franchise.
All 5 of them?
All 5 of them.
Including this one that we're about to watch?
What?
Oh, we're going to watch the...
Oh, wait! I've been reading this on a paper for the last 2 hours. That's right, we're going to do the trailer review of Fast and Furious 6.
Is that really what it's called, by the way? Fast and Furious 6?
Yes, okay. Fast and Furious 6.
The IMDb page is right there.
Yeah, it's Fast and Furious 6. As known in other countries, Fast 6.
Is that true?
Yeah.
The international title is Fast 6?
Fast 6, yeah. So we're going to take a break.
I don't want to watch this, man. I don't fucking want to do it.
And we'll be right back.
You're all Nazis.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, with Ralph Edwards' permission, I'm going to play Truth or Consequences with the audience here in the studio. Would you like that, folks? Okay. All right, now, here is the question. How many empty Pabst Blue Ribbon bottles have you returned to your dealer during the past week? How many?
1,000.
All right. All right. Even though you've told the truth, you'll have to pay the consequences. And that goes for everybody listening in. Tomorrow morning, right after breakfast, take a bushel basket or a paper bag, go out into your pantry and down into the cellar and out in the garage, and gather up every empty Pabst Blue Ribbon bottle you can find. Now, before sunset tomorrow night, you're to return all those bottles to your dealer. Aren't we devils, dear? Now, just because you've been a mighty good sport about this, friend, your dealer is going to reward you with a handsome sum of money, the amount of the deposit on those bottles. But better than that, the chances are he'll have more Pabst Blue Ribbon in stock when you ask for it in the future. For instead of sitting around and empty in people's houses, those bottles will be back at our big Pabst plants being filled with clear, mellow, sparkling Pabst Blue Ribbon. So, folks, please pitch in tomorrow, won't you? And return those empty bottles. Remember, the more bottles, the more blended, splendid Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Really, this is the quietest I've ever seen you since knowing you.
Garrett, do your thing.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Trailer Trash. We just watched the trailer, if you want to call it that, for Fast and Furious 6, starring Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, Dwayne Johnson, no longer known as The Rock, don't recall him The Rock, directed by Justin Lin, who was the director of the original Fast and the Furious, as well as Fast 5.
I'm excited. Fuck you both. I am so amped for this movie.
I got a lot of problems with what I just saw.
Dude, why do you have problems? Just think outside the realm for a little bit. Let it happen.
I'm totally okay with that. I love, like, just, like, stupid action movies.
But this is pinnacle.
I don't know, dude. They're...
I'm waiting for an outburst. He does not want to talk about it. Are you going to be quiet for the rest of the episode? Is he shaking his head? Yes.
I don't even know what to say about this. I don't, like... there's an airplane. There's an airplane, and they do the same thing they did with the safe in Fast 5, and attach wires to it.
Yeah, but this time they're working with the cops.
Yeah, I'm
going to say what I said in the thing is The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, is he sponsored by Under Armour in this movie? Because honestly, I understand that he's a wrestler, but why does he have to wear those tight shirts whole time?
I don't think they make clothes for
him?
Bodies that look like his.
Are you trying to say he's a good body?
No, I don't even mean that he looks like big. Like, there's a lot of guys that are big like him. He's big in the weirdest places. Yes. We're actually looking at his body. His shoulders are literally almost up to his ears.
You can't talk to him. Alex was not saying a word. This is amazing. He's talked through every past episode, and we finally hit something where he just will not talk, and he's shaking his head in disgust.
You know how Bauer earlier was saying the reason we had you on was to just, like, gain a little more exposure ourselves? This was why, actually. We were trying to figure out how to shut you down. We wanted to be the people that would shut you down for the first time. And here we are.
All right, so here's the thing. We did some research before this episode was fucking filmed. There's been 5 Fast and the Furious movies before the 6th one. Combined, that is 554 minutes of Fast and the Furious movies. If you do the math, that's 9 hours, 9.23 decimal repeating hours. And it's repeating, Dad. All right? I know you're a chemist. It's 9.2333 repeating hours. What the fuck else do they need to say? We got fast cars. Vin Diesel doesn't look that old. What the fuck is the point of this movie? You fucking retards. You know what's great about fucking heist movies and car chase movies? When they actually do the stunts. I can see the CG. Mm-hmm. I can see that tank isn't fucking real. Mm-hmm. Rent a real fucking tank. You know who rents real fucking tanks? You know who fucking does that? What fucking bullshit? The guys who do fucking, what's the auto British driving thing? The show.
Top Gear.
Get the fucking, they just in Korea. They had a real fucking helicopter crash. It was racing a Corvette. It crashed on YouTube for free. Who the fuck? What fucking goddamn cocksucking fucking Romney-loving, Obama-hating, or Obama-loving, not voting fucking ghetto-ass motherfucker is going to sit through this goddamn cocksucking shitball of a movie and sit there and stare at him because, ooh, what's The Rock cooking? Cooking dog shit. He's cooking fucking dog shit. And I can't believe anyone wants to see this piece of asshole dragged out inside of a fucking movie. I'm surprised not in 3D just because fuck you, idiots with the 2 eyes. Using them all good, not using them to look around the world around you. What do you want to see? I want to see cars Tokyo Drift and Ludacris not talk. Fuck you, you motherfucker. Tay Diggs, was that Tay Diggs? I don't know. I don't fucking know. I don't care. Who's the Asian guy? He's probably famous somewhere. He was in Tokyo Drift. Let's bring him back. And there's a zombie Mexican lady who she was in the first movie, but she died. But we're going to bring her back even though she's evil now because family sticks together. Yeah, that's never come back to haunt anybody before with your predictable fucking movie title, Fast 6. Oh, fuck you. Suck my goddamn cocksucking dick. I want to put cigarettes out on my arm until you're fucking dead. Oh, I hate you. What's your director's credit? I made Fast Furious. Oh, fucking kill yourself. Kill yourself. Oh, what else movie? What other movie did you make? I made Fast 5. Oh, because you made Fast and the Furious, and they wouldn't let you make another fucking movie. And then you came back and did Fast 5, and they were like, hey, you resurrected this dying franchise of nothing. It's fast cars driving places. It's fast cars. It's CG fast cars. It's not even real fucking fast cars. They have cars, automobiles that can do things people can't. And they fucking are like, you know, let's make them robots and jump around. You wannabe Michael Bay cocksucker. I hope that Megan Fox spits fucking disease cum in your face.
I got afraid for a second because you're going off on this tangent and you lean back to pick up your glass of water where I thought you were going to throw it across the room.
I almost just left. I almost just walked out. I just couldn't take it. It's so fucking... you can make that movie. Just call it anything else. Just the whole, we're getting the team back together. Suck my dick. Just suck it. Just suck it until I want it to hurt you. Like, just fucking, why? Why is there a point? Who? Fucking, why? I saw all the prequels, and I didn't want to kill anyone this badly. I think I saw the first Fast and the Furious movie, and I went, eh.
Yeah.
And then, but there's people out there like, oh my God, oh, let me rub my chest over the oils in it. And Dwayne Johnson, I'm glad you're going back to wrestling.
Yeah.
Just fucking stop. I want to like The Rock. I want to like him. I do too, actually. I want to like him. He knew we got Osama before we did. Do you know that?
I do. Yeah, he tweeted about it before anybody really sent news.
Some Navy SEAL sent him a direct message on Twitter.
Killed that fuck.
Yeah, it's fucking what? But here he is, American icon. Can I tell you something? You know what pisses me off, though? We never gave Hogan this treatment. We never let Hogan get away with this many bad fucking movies.
Are you kidding?
Movies.
Come on, you didn't see the fourth Three Ninjas movie that he started?
No.
Yes, he
but
did.
I did see the TV TNT series where he had the speedboat with armor. I did watch that shit. Oh, God. Why does this fucking...
You just made me realize that this is something they do with action franchises when they get like a... They've been going on for a little too long is they just hire a wrestler. I mean, they did it with Three Ninjas.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I mean, the thing is...
But what has John Cena done for cinema?
There were some logistical things with this that blew my mind. Did you guys notice that the main villain's car is a go-kart?
Yes.
It's literally a roll cage on wheels.
The main villain, who is a spec ops soldier. For what country? Where? Just where? Yeah. They could have said
probably
he's
Russia.
But they could have said he's an ex-FSA agent from Russia or something. Just give a fucking title. Who cares?
Spec ops.
Spec ops.
Yeah.
Not even special operations. Nope. Nothing. There's special forces. Nothing. Spec ops.
Spec ops.
You play Call of Duty, you Mountain Dew drinking cocksucker living in a trailer. Fucking go out. Go as a spec ops guy. He's going to kill someone with a hatchet in one kill. There's a UAV in it. You know why they called in the UAV? Because you don't know what the fuck. Yeah, you're all fucking afraid of Obama with his drones, but you'll use the UAV fucking upset immediately. Call in a fucking nuke, you fucking clod. You fat paintball using piece of shit. You sitting around on fucking, oh, look at me. Oh, I hate faggots, but I'll fucking watch a Fast and the Five Furious movie. Fast Five Furious 6. That's what the fuck it is. That's what you're going to watch. You're going to, oh yeah, I spent 2 hours in the last movie trying to catch you, but there's someone worse, so we're going to, yeah, what is this, Catch Me If You Can too? Fucking fat fucks. Oh, let's go watch it. Let's go watch Fast Five. Ah, you know what I'm afraid of? Who? People that are different than me. Let's put them together on a team. You got a black guy, an Asian, a Samoan, Paul Walker? Yeah, great. Paul Walker. I was an FBI agent in the first one. That's his credit. His credit. Your credit with an FBI agent who liked to drive cars fast, and they were like, we'll become an undercover FBI agent. Who drives cars fast? What? Why the fuck was the FBI after Vin Diesel in the first place? Oh, we can't find the fat guy with the bald head who talks like the Iron Giant.
Well, The Rock found him pretty easily.
Yeah, The Rock, yeah. Yeah, you spent 2 hours in the last fucking movie looking for this fucking asshole. You could never catch him once because he's robbed so quick. And now he's sitting around in Monaco? Fuck you. You steal $100 million, you know where you go? Space. You go to fucking space, motherfucker. Sit around in this fucking bullshit. Oh, I found you pretty easy. Well, I wasn't hiding. Fucking God damn it, you piece of cum. Just I want to take this writer and just shove his face. I've seen Biodome 15 times. 15 times I've seen Biodome. And right now I want to take my whole face and just put it in a fucking wheat thresher. Just grab myself by the back of the head and just destroy myself because I fear for humanity.
How can people find you on the internet?
They can find me on twitter.com/AlexPerlman or on YouTube as Tired Drunk. And or just Alex Perlman on YouTube. Just Google me. I show up. Don't click on Lexicon One, though. She runs a website dedicated to millennials. That's a term. And there's another Alex, and he's a fat Broadway singer who does not get hired often. And there's a YouTube video of him singing about his mother. It's a song like, My Mother Loves. That's literally that guy. So you're looking for me, Alex Perlman. All one word on Twitter or on, yeah.
I'm sorry, I wanted to talk about one more thing in this trailer, because it's one of those things that pisses me off. We already talked about this with a couple of the other trailers. At one point, because the show is too much in the trailers, they show...
how are they going to show too much in a fast
spot? They show, I understand what you're saying, but they show the ghost girl shooting Vin Diesel, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that probably is supposed to be a huge moment where, like, ghost girl comes back, and then she fucking shoots at the main character.
Yeah.
And I was like, that, they just revealed too much already.
Oh,
the next scene, they show him removing the bullet. Yeah. So, like, in the trailer.
Yeah.
Like,
Maybe he got shot twice.
I'm sure the movie, it's probably supposed to be a surprise that she shoots him in the first place.
Well, the thing is, though,
but if you're going to give it to us in the trailer...
Yeah.
At least let us think that maybe, oh, that happens in the first half hour of the movie, and then Vin Diesel is dead.
I'm excited for this movie.
Removes the bullet.
Fuck you both. I'm going to see this in theaters, and I'm going to live tweet it. I'm going to put it at you the whole time.
That's fine. You know what? I'll fucking block you, and then you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to buy professional hockey and end it. Just out of spite, because I know how much you fucking love hockey.
I do love hockey.
I will make sure that you don't ever have fun again. I will blow up Canada so there's no more hockey players. All right, you fucking piece of shit.
I'm going to give you my rating
right
now.
Why are you angry at me?
Because you want to see this.
I mean, I get.
You know, here's the thing.
Flyers are winning right now in the second.
I don't give a shit. In the second half period, who gives a shit?
It's a period.
Yeah. Yeah, that's because women are in it. He's fucking, I got hit in the face. Because I play hockey. Garrett, look at me. I'm a pretty guy with no teeth.
I'm done with this guy.
I'm fucking done with you, you piece of shit. You made me sit there.
You're angry at me.
Fucking watch the Fast and Furious 6. They didn't even give it. There was something they could do. They could have said the Sex and Furious. Because that's Latin for six is sex.
I guarantee if you go on Pirate Bay to pirate one of those movies, you could probably find Sex and the
Furious. I'm sure there's a Sex and the Furious.
It probably is.
Sex and Furious 2. Two Sex, Two Furious. It's just a gay rape porn. It's just a 15-minute gay prison rape with a guy looking like Paul Walker being raped by Ludacris.
More like Guantanamo. Hey.
Damn it. Fuck it. All right, I like you again. The rest of you billions of people who are going to watch this on Stars, because the Fast and Furious franchise is on fucking Stars.
Garrett,
I'm going to rate this movie right now. I'm going to smoke 7 joints and never see this movie. This is the only time I've ever done this. I'm going to smoke a shitload of weed to not see this movie. I'm going to smoke so much that I just can't see this movie. I can't leave my house. Yeah, I forgot that it happened. I'm too paranoid to leave the house. That's what it is. I'm not even going to put a number on it. I'm just going to smoke as much weed as it takes to get too paranoid to leave the house and see this movie.
I want to apologize to all the listeners for how loud I got. It was unnecessary. And I'm sorry if it hurt the audio quality of the podcast.
That's fine.
All right. But
it's the last week of this shit.
Yeah, no, you guys have been great.
This is probably our longest episode so far right now, Alex.
No, it's not.
And I would venture to guess that 20 minutes of it were you shouting.
It was about 7. I was looking.
Yeah, I was watching it too.
I was watching it as I was shouting, and I was like, when does this get old?
It doesn't.
And it didn't.
Nope.
I started running out of words.
No, like, that
was the problem. I was running out of words to say angrily. But I just want to say thanks a lot for having me on the podcast.
I know, yeah.
I can tell you're running out of words when you said piece of cum.
It's called a sperm.
Yeah.
A piece of cum is a sperm.
Wait, that's the hashtag of this?
Piece of cum?
Yes.
You can't spell piece. He's not even going to finish it. That's never going to get there.
No, it's never getting enough. Just go with, what is it, sucking assholes?
Yeah, sucking assholes. I have the other one is shaving, shaved assholes.
It's shaved assholes, sucking assholes. You know what, let's just call this... let's call this Romney voters.
Hashtag Romney voters.
Hashtag right. Romney voters.
All right, you can probably on Twitter at Filmadelphia. That's with an F. And you can perhaps see me last Friday at the Dive, maybe. Huh? Wink, wink from wink, over wink. Here at the table, huh? Huh? Okay.
You could have stopped all of this. You had the power.
I'm not going
to
stop it.
No, I'm talking to him.
He's talking to me.
Yeah, he just goes on.
You could have been like, no, man.
I let him go just as much as I let anybody. I run this podcast. Yeah. I am the host. He is the co-host, whatever he does. And he talks more than I do on it. And I love it because it's just less that I have to do on the show.
I mean, I proved that. I'm pretty sure I filled most of this time.
Yeah, and that's great.
Most of it was just me shouting. I think I got introspective for a moment somewhere in the week.
Yeah, you did talk about sucking dick at one point.
I did talk, that was pretty introspective.
Yeah.
I looked inside my third eye. It's an asshole. Right in the middle of my fucking brain.
You could find...
It's just right where the Hindus put those dots. You know the ones? The ones that don't let them get on planes? That fucking dot. Right in the middle of their head. That's where the asshole lives. Somebody write that down. I'm keeping that fucking line. I'm going to open for Jim Norton with that shit. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, you know? Yeah, you know, the brown gooks.
You can find me on Twitter at...
You should have just ended it there.
You should have ended it at brown gooks.
He'll have another one. He's full of them.
Am I full of them?
You can find me on Twitter at Mike Bauer, Baurer. You can follow us on Twitter at Trailer Trash Podcast, minus the E. No elephant seals. Club them.
What?
Hate elephant seals.
All right, whatever, man. You know, I don't like Indian drivers.
This has been a Trailer Trash Podcast. Produced by Mike Bauer and Garrett Smith. Special thanks to FokuPhilly.com.
Hey, yo, man, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming out. Hey, yo, Father Garrity, rest in peace, man. Yo, Mitch, give that wife the dick all day.